If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the wild fowl guy. They call him Rock the Riders.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
Rock the Riders.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
the punch fly.
Welcome back to the Riders Live Podcast. I am your host, Riders. This is Season 6, Episode 2. The podcast is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurship. I'm joined by a special guest that embodies all three. CEO 5000 from Stony Island Entertainment. We have great music and a good interview lined up today. I just want to thank all of the listeners that tapped into episode 1 of season 6. I appreciate y'all. Keep pulling up to the show. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. The Rosen Wall, that's what's poppin'. Rock Island, that's what's poppin'. Wild Hunnids, that's what's popping. Old Block, that's what's popping. Inglewood, that's what's popping. Motown, that's what's popping. Grand Crossing, that's what's popping. Cabrini Green, that's what's popping. The PCs, that's what's popping. Stateway Gardens, that's what's popping. King Von is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Cherry Production.
Beat the Mars and one ain't trying to. Ain't finna beef about no bitch, dog. She mine too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a drive-thru. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Cartier on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Cartier on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Chasing us, why they chasing us? We gon' hit them up. Y'all ain't did enough. Now go get them up. The block is hot, but we ain't stopping till we catch a body. Yeah, I got ops. Gon' be the one to start it, ain't gon' stop it. Y'all got demons in my body, skeletons all in my closet. Had the game bang, ain't had no options till I made it out of my mind. One ain't trying to. Ain't finna beef about no bitch, dog. She mine too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a drive-thru. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Cartier on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too. Niggas, bitches, I know what I keep my distance like COVID. I got the world on my shoulders, just wish my family was closer. All the secrets he told him, he gave a statement, he wrote it. I give advice and they quote it, I beat that body, I'm goated. My bag so big, I can't blow it, I run the city, they know it. I keep a Glock, but don't show it, and how so good, you won't know it. I got some beef up in Nola, nigga, and ain't even know it. I hate you rapping that gangsta
Ginobili. Better pay me, you owe me. We get caught, you don't know me. I got rich, now I'm phony. I got old blocks tatted on me. Bitch, I die for my homies. I take your wife, you don't know me. He was playing crazy, so he got bad too. Cartier on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back, them race, we in the line too. Tuk was playing crazy, so he got bad too. I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too.
Jerry Production.
Boom! What? Bobby! Do it. Vaughn! Heavy on it! What?
Vaughn,
squad.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
Hey, look, you know how we rock. I can't wait until we find the block.
I can
forever pop. We ain't never getting cool with the ops. I get the money, I do it a lot.
Bow,
I got it on me. He get shot. We give a fuck about the dough. I yell woo, ain't know what to do. I know the set when I come in the room. I heard they offer 100 mil. Tell them boys I need 102.
Boom,
ay,
boom.
Send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. Send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. I just touched down. Falling like welcome to the rack.
Ay.
I need a gun, where's that?
Ay.
It's GK on my back.
Ay. Ay. Ay.
And now you talking about attack.
No.
Henny,
Henny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with the liquor, I don't know how to act.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet.
Bow.
Catch him like it, put him on TV.
Bow.
And if I should die, ay. I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day.
We
he been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat.
No.
Niggas whooping up until we meet.
Bow.
Catch him like it, put him on TV.
Bow.
And if
bow.
I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day.
Bow.
He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
Bow.
Niggas been whooping a lot like I ain't on the block. What, this shit, it get ugly. These niggas been talking a thot, act like I ain't hot.
What?
Bitch, I'm giving third
he
degree. I was 13 doing burgers. That nigga Big Brother used to serve me.
Work.
I be fucking hoes that was curving.
Was
last
curvy.
Nigga fell, King Von,
he served.
Breast on,
Vaughn.
I hit a bitch with my mask on.
Uh-huh.
Dig rob a crib, I'll be dead wrong. I go in the cell, nigga calls on the cell phone.
Hello? Yo, yo.
3D.
Yeah.
Icebox shine my BBs. My shit glow like cheap keys. Switch on the Glock, got my bullets on repeat. Niggas act tough, niggas don't wanna see me. When they see me, niggas blind like Stevie.
Blind.
Ain't for the school, ain't learning about a pastry. He dropped the pastry, they end up like T Streets. Ducking with time. I do a hit and I'm in and I'm out.
I'm
niggas
out.
Be woofing for clout. If he stop
what?
At the back, the nigga, I'm striking them out. I am
boom,
what I am.
Boom.
What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV.
That was the late, great King Von with Mine Too and I Am What I Am featuring Fabio Foreign. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Rest in peace, King Von. I'm about to go live with one of Shy's finest CEO 5000. There you go.
Good morning, salute. Had a little turbulence, but we in now. What's up? Good morning, Rodgers. What's happening?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, we got CEO 5000 on here from Chicago. He got a new movement going on. We here to talk about it. Let's talk about your docuseries you got going on, CEO 5000.
I like that. I like how you said the docuseries. Okay, I'll take that. Well, it's like this. I did this all this time, and I'm going to post up a post in a little minute about just showing y'all, if you go to Stony Island DVD, that I was the creator of all that. That whole movement, the Waka Flockers, the both. You know, I got with a lot of artists before they got on. So check me out, man. And what we're doing is going from hood to hood, each block, your block, and we get these blocks lit because there's so much of a negative press on my city. I had to come out and show people who don't know or who don't live in our city. I was like, look, man, let me show y'all what Chicago really about. Because I think it's a bad misrepresentation of my city, me and your city. And we need to just show people be interested, like really what goes on in Chicago. So here we are.
What can you tell the people some of the hoods you've been to so far on your docuseries? Sure. I saw you posted up in the Hundreds, my neighborhood, by the donut shop.
Yes, sir.
I saw you.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell some of the people some of the hoods you visited so far?
Yeah, I've been in the Roseland area. I'll be on the other side of, in the Hundreds, past Halstead in the Hundreds, the Wild Wild Hundreds. We've been all in Motown. We've been in Lawrence City. I ain't got no allegiance to nobody. I'm everywhere. We're on 75th and Cos. We're in Rock Island. We're in Foster Park. We're everywhere, man. We're going to be everywhere. We shoot everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I saw you right across the street from O Block. I'm in O Block.
Check it out. I'm in O Block. I came today. I came on FBG Duck Block the other day. I'm everywhere, man. I'm everywhere. And not just no celebrity block. I'm just going to show Chicago. I just want to show the best part of Chicago, you know?
I think you've been doing a good job at it, and I like what you're doing. The most intriguing thing that I've seen is that you've been going to all these neighborhoods without no security.
No security. Solo dolo, no security. That's been me. I'm going to stay like this. And because I'm doing it like this, Rod, it's the hood welcomed me in. Because I don't see them as threatening to me, and they're not threatening me. I'm not threatening them. I come in peace. That's why I say that on the beat. I come in peace, man. I'm just showing the people, you know, our city, you know, for the culture. I felt like it was time for that for the culture. Everybody be showing all these street gangs and all that, but you ain't showing the blocks. You ain't showing the hood. You ain't going into the deep circle of Tarrytown. You ain't going on Lakeside. You ain't going in Roseland. You ain't going in Pullman. You ain't going in those areas. Y'all not taking them cameras there. And I'm not 6'9 and getting out at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about, oh, I'm dancing around in O Block. No.
Right. I noticed that on all the videos, it's broad daylight, it's midday. I saw you posted up in front of the Rosenwall. Can you tell the people a little bit of history about the Rosenwall?
Like I be saying, if you know, you know. The Rosenwall, right? It was exactly a block away from Robert Taylor's. But that was like a apartment building that they called the Carters because it was so drug infested and gang infested. So those blocks from 47th all the way down to 46th, that was the Rosenwall. And I just wanted to show people how they converted the Rosenwall from project building, drug infested gangs to now like a senior apartment living building complex. That's what that is now.
Right.
When I went on 4120, I showed y'all that, you know, that's gone now. All that Wabash, I went over there, Ida B. Webb, I'm all in them neighborhoods, man. Check me out. Go subscribe to CEO 5000 Stony Island. That's my YouTube channel. I'm getting it from the mud. I don't buy any views, no subscribers, straight from the mud. This is all organic.
Yeah.
And shout out to my, let me say this to you. Shout out to Riders for putting me up on game. And I think you know what I'm talking about. He put me up on some copyright. And I do appreciate and love my brother for doing that. Changing my life. It really
no
is.
No doubt.
That's a life changer right there. When you can get paid your money, it's nothing like it, y'all.
That's what's up.
I can, what I need to ask you, Rod, is like, how long do it take usually, like, They wait till you get so many numbers up, and then that's when they disperse.
So basically, first you gotta do the work, and then check your dashboard and see where it's at, and then cash out after that.
Cause I think I got Song Secure.
Oh, okay. That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Song Secure, Song
they
Trust.
It's real good. It's real quick. It's a real quick method of copyright.
Yeah. And like what you're doing, this is your property. You need right. those mechanical royalties your and content, everything. Right.
Copyright
you know?
My content, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. what I want to tell you, with you being the artist, the other artist that's on here, when you get on me, if I can get your background music off Instagram, I can put your music in my background. So what it is, you're getting paid. I'm gonna give you the copyrights, and you're gonna get paid for your stream.
Right, for the mechanical royalties, yeah.
Because what I do is when I be doing mine. Okay, right now I'm just promoting Big Reed. So I'm taking his beats.
Hey, for the listeners who don't know who Big Ree is, can you just run down his background, what he's doing, your affiliation to him?
Big Ree, y'all. Big Ree, that's my oldest son. He's a super producer, rapper, and kind of like a comedian. And, you know, he does the beats, he raps and all that. We own Stony Island. It's a family-owned label in here in Chicago. It's LLC, everything. We got all our paperwork. Everything is all ours. Thanks to Rodgers, he didn't help me copyright myself now so I can monetize myself and get money.
Get paid.
I appreciate that, 100.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So I get that bread. And I didn't know you could copyright stuff off YouTube like that quick like that.
Yeah, only a click away.
It's only a click away. But, oh, shouts out to Big Ree. If y'all want beats, just check him out. Big Ree Notorious, at Big Ree Notorious on IG. And check out the beats he be putting up, man. He just put up another one that I got to go back and look at and listen to just in a few minutes. But, yeah, and we got the drip going on, too. This is me and Big Ree, too.
That's what's up.
Check it out. Just so y'all can see, that's CEO 5,000 on the hood. We working, man. We got people like Rodgers, Rocky Woods, we working.
You was working with Young Chop and Chief Keef early in their careers. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, man. Like, much love. Shouts out to them all. Like, just to make a long story short, Young Chop and Tyree, Big Ree, they grew up together. Both of them named Tyree. They both grew up together. Went to the same grammar school together all their life. RIP, Johnny May Cash. He was the other brother of Chuck Chop. He went to school. They went to school with my two sons, Tyree and Kaylin, at Caldwell Academy over in the hood.
Yeah.
And one night, unbeknownst to me, Young Chop and Chief Keef called me three-way on the phone. And he was like, "Hey, Pop, listen to this song. Tell me what you think about it."
Right.
And I'm like, "Yeah, some of that stuff y'all be doing." And we was laughing because they was like, "I know you probably don't like it." I said, "No, y'all ain't making that music for me. That's for young people. I'm not a young person like you all. They gravitate right. to that kind of music, not me."
Right.
So I'm not hating on them. I told Chief Keef I wasn't hating on them. You know, because I knew they people was putting that out there like maybe I was hating, but I wasn't. I never why I had to get him straight. I was like, "No, I ain't no. I like them shit. We could, we coochie."
Right. So CEO, what is some of the type of music that you like? I know you like all music, but let the people know some of your preferences.
Okay, for me, I'm old school. You know, I love my old school, real true hip hop. I love house music as well. I listen to all kinds of music, but those are the music that I prefer. Of course, you know, I love R&B. Yeah, I just love music in general, man. And I like stuff like Griselda. If you gonna put on some shit, put on something like that for me to listen to. Because I can't listen to all this drilling and killing. I ain't on that, man.
It's bad for the community.
And then when you got kids, you know better. It's a sense of responsibility and people looking up to me. So I can't come off like trying to be violent through music. I don't want to do that. Because I'm a loving man. I'm a peaceful man. I'm a God-fearing man.
Same here.
And I'm trying to, you know, Rodas, I really try to do this for my people. This ain't for me. This ain't for me. I'm doing this for us, y'all. It's not for me.
Hey, you doing numbers too?
Yeah, and I could post a post on YouTube. I only got like 45, 46 subscribers, but I could post some on YouTube like I did this morning. I look up that shit. All them got hundreds of views already.
That's what's up.
Shouts out to y'all, man. But subscribe to that channel, man. Hit that bell, man. And let's move. Because while they don't know, look, I'm going to say this because this is my boy right here. So I got to give him the jewels on this interview. Media make more money than artists.
Facts.
Say this again because I know, Rodas, they don't listen. When you're in the media, when you're a media personality, a blogger, a podcaster, they make more money than artists.
How's this various opportunities?
That and you by yourself. You ain't splitting the money up with no label. And especially somebody like me and Rodas, because we're not compromised media, meaning we don't work for Def Jam. We don't have to answer to Def Jam. We don't have to promote the artists because we don't work for them. That's what a compromised media personality is. We're unattached. We're free agents.
Right. Okay?
And I tell you, artists, don't mess with no blogger because like somebody like Rodas, he could just end your career quick.
Hey, it ain't in my soul. It ain't in my spirit.
I see you laugh, but because you know how true that really is. And I love it when artists try to come up against bloggers, man. And they get crushed every time.
The only blogger
that lost was Taxstone. He was the only blogger that lost.
Yeah, man.
All the bloggers, Joe Buttons, nor yet all the bloggers winning, man.
That's true.
I sent Son Campbell, all them cats. Gillian Wallow, Rodas, myself, Butterfly, Pepper Boy, we angry fan, we winning.
Yeah, you got to put the work in. Yeah, that's what the people
don't
see.
I'm gonna get to that, Rodas, because I don't want people to get to thinking what me and you do is eat. Look, Rodas, I'm telling you, bro, this is harder than being a rapper.
Yeah, because you got to be consistent. All the time.
It's like you got to put a lot of out. I'm not saying be a slave. I'm saying you're going to have to be successful in this game, the media game, you're going to have to be super, super consistent. And you have to do a lot of promo on yourself, and you're going to have to be visible to get the viewership that you're going to need. And see, that's what I'm working on now. Like on the weekends, I got to kind of kill it on the promo. More posted because in the week I'm working.
Yeah, you got to put that foot on the gas in your alleged spare time, which is you don't have no spare time.
You don't have spare time. I'm trying to get out here right now. I'm not even lying. I need 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. I need to get my weight up on Instagram too. I need to come all the way up on Twitter.
Right. What's your YouTube? I'm a panic.
CEO 5000 spelled just like that, straight through CEO 5000 Stony Stony Island. Cap letters, all caps.
Okay.
On YouTube, please go subscribe, hit that bell. Hit my boy Rodas up too on his podcast and what he got going on YouTube and the live. Hey, man, Rodas, to tell me, look, Rod, it's like I knew, and I was kind of asking Rodas a little bit about it, because I had already been doing it, but, no, it's S-T-O-N-Y, Stony, S-T-O-N-Y.
Oh, no, E, okay, yeah, no problem.
Spell it. Okay. S-T-O-N-Y, yeah, that's how it is on the real Stony Island, too. We like this media game, y'all. Like Rod said, you got to concentrate and you got to really focus on putting up content. You know what I'm saying? A billionaire told me, hey, CEO, in this music game, the one who wins is the one who got the most updated, relevant content. That's the one who's going to win. It's not going to be too many Drakes and Weezy. See, they don't even have to do videos no more because they rich. If you notice, they don't even really do videos like that no more.
No, they don't, because they can get directly to the people on platforms like this.
And they don't have to do video. See, me and Rod is trying to get it where, and I'm sure Rod is too, he trying to get it to a point where he don't have to work a job no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just strictly media. He's strictly going to be, and I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it his income be anywhere from, let's say, I'm going to say about 2,500 to about 10 racks a month just off media.
That'll be a beautiful thing.
And then if he does that, he pretty much won't need a job unless he wants to. I would keep working. Don't get it twisted, y'all. I ain't saying don't have a job. I would keep working. The reason why I would do it, because you get benefits, and plus what you're going to put on there as far as trying to get a house or something, that you're a blogger.
Right.
No, you're going to need You're gonna need a job. You could always
purchase a job through your business if you got the revenue.
Like, me and Rodas, see, we different because we got our paperwork, meaning we LLC'd and copyrighted out. So yeah, we can make this into a full time business. Well, I don't know what Rodas wanna do with it, but that's pretty much the direction I'm going in.
Man, that's a good direction.
Yeah, y'all.
You've been trailblazing the Chicago streets with your docuseries. Are you planning on going to some of the hoods outside of Chicago that you've been to already? Let the people know some of the hoods where you known at outside of Chicago.
If you go to at CEO 5005, that's CEO 5000, and then put another 5 at the end. You go on there, you scroll on my IG, you'll see I did a whole thing in Harlem, New York.
Hey, but tell them, they want to hear it. They want to hear it.
Yeah. If you can go here, you can see it too. It's on my Instagram page.
Right. But, like, tell the people.
Oh, just if you want to really want me to come, like I said, if you want me to come to your block and get your block lit, hit me up, DM me, inbox me, CEO5005 on Instagram. Go ahead, hit me up, and I'll come. If you tell me where you live at, I'll try to get over there and get to your block. And I don't need no crowd either, because I don't want to be looking like I'm falsified or trying to promote, you know, riders a certain clique or a crew or a gang.
Right.
So that's why I'm by myself, solo dolo. So can't nobody say, you was over there, you know, promoting Young Money.
So, CEO, tell the people some of the benefits of just being yourself.
For one, you get all the money. I'm going to keep it a $1 million with you. Hey, man, when you do this, and Rod is laughing because it is what it is. I'm getting all the money. Rod is he getting all his money. It was the best thing. This brother just hit me with some lit one day, and I said, you know what, Rod, damn it, here I go. If y'all want to know the truth, he was the reason why I jumped back in where I was supposed to been at all along. Because I got tired of them having these little award shows, and they wasn't mentioning CEO 5000. And I asked Rodas, I said, how? And Rodas said, man, don't. He told me to ignore him. He's like, CEO, you know, that's that click stuff, la, la, la. They doing that with, you know, niggas who hang in their click, whatever, whatever. Cool. But guess what? When it comes to media, if me and Rodas ain't in the top 1-2, it's food. It's food. And you get all the fame. Not that I'm looking for the fame. Not that Ron's looking for the fame. But you, yeah. If you on here by yourself, you get the fame. But guess what, y'all? I'm going to have other guests, other hosts doing these. Because I realize how cold what I'm doing, what it is. So I'm going, you never know. Rodgers might be out there. I might be taping him one day on the block.
You know what? Hey, I'm more than welcome to do it. And I think that's a good idea. You'll be able to cover more ground, and it's power in numbers.
Power in numbers. I realize that big as this is going to get, I'm going to need a staff. I can't do everything.
Everybody.
Sometimes I need a sidekick,
help.
A part. I ain't even going to call him a sidekick. My sidekick is a star. So the star need to be somebody else. It don't need to be CEO all the time.
Right. If I shine, you shine.
It don't need to be me not all the time. Sometimes right. I can let other people get on too and spread it around the culture. That's what I want to do. That's why I got a female who I'm going to bring in. Like I said, I might tell Rod, like, come on, I'm going to take you on the block today. Let's get you standing out on the block.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe I don't need to do it sometimes. Sometimes my face don't need to be on there all the time. Sometimes I might be on there with somebody else. Might be two of us. And you know what else, Rod? Here's the big thing that I wanted to go into, and I want to hear your opinion what I'm going to say. What I'm going to be doing, y'all, is going to these clubs and these lounges. I'm going to go on live, and I'm going to let the people decide, is this place lit? And I'm not going out to sabotage. Let me say that right now.
Wow.
I'm not coming out to sabotage what you got going on. If it's not lit, I'm not going to take it. You can bet that.
You're a journalist, it's your job to report the news.
There you go. But I'm going to give people the truth, and I'm going to let the public decide if your place, your DJ, was lit. And I got people in fear because they be like, well, what's the purpose? No, the purpose is sometimes we don't have these outlets.
Right.
To let the public know, like, what's be going on. People want to know, like, is this club lit, CEO? Is that club? Yeah, people be wanting to know. They want to find out, you know, where they should go, where they should be at. People want to know that kind of stuff.
This is true. You know, like even doing shows out of town, you got to have somebody that talk to. Yeah, you got to have somebody that you talk to hook you up with the proper resources, with the proper connections, with the proper advice.
I'm going to have to get out. And I know what Rodgers does, but this is the difference between me and Rodgers. I don't want a program full of artists, and this is why. Because it's going to, like I said, I'm not compromised media. Meaning, I'm just going to make up a name. Bees, that's my boy. So I'm not going to say, like Rodgers said, you're not going to report. Your job is to report. Whether it's good or bad. That's what the media does. Not hate, but report.
Right.
So the reason why, y'all, I'm not doing it like I did for Stony Island DVD, because people will get to think like, oh, CEO, that's your boy. You ain't going to never say, you know, this was bad or that was bad or that song was whack or whatever. Well, he was whack or whatever, whatever. No, I am going to tell you the truth. And if you do have a bad review, recap by me, please don't think I'm hating on you. I'm just giving you my thoughts and my opinion. I'm going to call it like I'm supposed to call it.
Right.
So I won't spoil it. I'm not going to tell Rodgers, oh, yeah, that beat was dope. And it wasn't. Because then he's going to look at me like a fool. And guess what? He ain't going to take my opinions no more. He ain't going to look at my platform no more. Because I ain't keeping it real.
Right.
So
I'd rather somebody to hurt me in private than embarrass me in public.
But see, the media thing, you know, that's our job. Not to hurt or slander, but to provide constructive criticism.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I come to you in private, hey, what you think about this? And you'd be like, man, that ain't happening. I would appreciate that.
You
as opposed
it's not
to
right. No hate.
Exactly.
No hate. I'm just saying, get back to the drawing board. Come back. Come back with another track at me.
Yeah.
Slap me in the face with a couple of them.
Yeah.
Slap me in the face with a couple of them, you know. So you know. Salute to everybody who jumped on there from the UK, but salute.
Yeah, shout out to everybody jumping on from everywhere.
On right now, salute to you. If you're from Africa, wherever you're from, salute.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Yeah.
All my people in Europe, me and Rodgers both, shout out, salute. This is what we're doing this for. This is what me and him doing this for, the culture. It ain't for me and him. It's for the culture. That's what I need people to understand, Rodgers. It's for
right.
the culture, man. We don't have platform. I did this. Rodgers is doing this because we trying to provide platforms for you artists.
Right. We so look, CEO, let me ask you this. So what you got coming up next that the people could look out for?
Well, if I get the subscribers, y'all, that I need on YouTube, I can start doing them good recaps and reactions and reviews of music videos and, you know, audio songs. On my channel.
Right.
And
right.
This will be the piggyback of people being able to jump their music off the platform. And I'm not, trust me, artists, I'm not going to break you, okay? Not going to break you. No people
That's
talking.
What's up.
I'm not going to break you. I promise I ain't going to break you. I'm going to say that right now. I'm not going to break you because I'm doing this for the culture. It's not for me. So you could just send me, like, when I'm first starting out, you can send me $25 for your 30-second to 60-second snippet. And that's
right.
fair. And I'll put you on the front and the back end of the blog. That I couldn't do. Or you can send me your stuff. If I can find it, y'all know how you go to the music on Instagram. If it's in there and I can use it, I'll put your music in the background. Send me $25. Cash at me, Zell me, and you own. That's how you promote your music.
And most
you
definitely.
Take my post, and you can share that post all over. That's your music in the background. I'm going to let people know, too, that's you in the background and the song and how they can find you.
Right.
No, we can't really put up links on Instagram. It's kind of hard. I hate that, Rodgers, that they don't let you put up the link.
Yeah, that's why you got to make sure that you have somewhere in your bio where they could get in touch with you.
Maybe I could throw your link up in my stories, and that way they can link you up to YouTube.
Yeah, you can do that. You can always add a link to the stories.
Yeah, so maybe y'all can do that.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with Big Ree or get in touch with you for a beat from Big Ree, how would they go about doing it?
You can DM us, both of us, Big Ree Notorious on Instagram, CEO5005 on Instagram. You can email me CEO5000SI@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's up.
And y'all can always contact me, inbox or DM me on Facebook. Y'all know I'm Keith CEO Davis on Facebook. Keith K. Boone Davis, too. I got two pages on Facebook. You can get at me. You can inbox me. You can inbox me on Twitter as well. You can DM me on Twitter, CEO5000.
I kind of like the DMs because that's a way you could talk to people. It's more of an old school way of communicating.
Personal.
There's nothing wrong with the emails and everything as far as business, but with the messenger, it is like talking. I just wanted to say that. People have a hard time communicating.
Yes, they do, my brother. And we all trying to win. So y'all take that hate out your mind because me and Rod is trying to help y'all, okay, artists? We trying to, man. But we need y'all help too. We can't just do it by ourselves. We need the culture to get behind platforms like this one and like what I'm doing to build up the culture. We don't have no record labels here.
Okay? That's true.
So we might be the closest thing you get to a record label, or before you get to a record label, who you think they're gonna ask? They're gonna come ask me if people like me and Rodas, who we think hot. So Rodas get that call, and I know I get that call.
Yep.
You know.
So is there anything you want to leave with the listeners of Rodas Live?
I want to thank my boy Rodas for this opportunity, man, for being Big Reed to have this opportunity to tell y'all, inform y'all about the platforms, what we got going on. Get at Big Reed Notorious right now. Go look at them beats, man. Go listen to the beats. Please go listen to his music. We making a movie, and we got a movement going on Stone Yard. Here's the label, y'all, the logo.
Where can people get that merchandise, CEO?
DM me, man. Give me the addy. I'll let you know what you got to send it to, how much you got to pay, and what you're trying to get, your colors, some of your color schemes or whatever. We can make it happen. Simple. And no,
that's
I'm
what's
not
up.
Going out and buy a whole bunch of hoodies and can't sell them. No. Y'all know. Hit me up. Cash on delivery. Cash up front, and we're going to get it. We're going to make it happen. Simple as that. I never miss none of my clients. They always get their product from me. They always get it from me. Every time, salute to Rodas. Thank you, my brother. Go to CEO 5000 Stony Island, Stony Island on YouTube. I'm trying to build it up from the mud. I got to go look at my subscribers now and see what I'm doing. I'm trying to get it.
That's what's up.
And you can always see a post or a post for me daily. I'm gonna be putting up another post in a little while. So, and it's usually in shorts, because I ain't started really blogging yet. I'm just trying to do the little hood to hoods first, and then I'm gonna get into this recap reaction and blog, the actual blogs, where I really talk or whatever. So, let's go.
That's what's up. You heard it first here on Rodas Live, CEO 5000. We out.
Shouts out to Big Reed. What's happening? Shouts out to Rodas. Peace out. Ease up as always.
Yeah.
You heard? Peace, y'all.